Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngaliza manyi.
Had God a mighty hand cloud.
Oya tukirizo kuyimba na ye.
He has accepted us to sing with him.
Kabo yasoko tugamba muzefani Yesu leo kusatu.
As first told us in Zephaniah chapter 3.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Tumukama alisanyuka nafu.
That God rejoices with us.
Iranga ayimba.
As he sings.
Ye tumwebazo yaimba nafu.
We thank him who sings with us.
Asanyuka nafu.
He rejoices with us.
Katondo muiza we bintu byonna.
God the Almighty.
Iranga tata bwaimba na abana
be. As the father sing with his children. As they have sat down.
Asina mwao.
As he does slowly.
Na yebo ayimba munafu.
He too sings with us.
Iranga tendeke nyimba zwe.
He sings as his song.
We wawo.
Yes.
Yeba
praise him so much. Give him all the glory and honor. Thank you for that musician.
Deborah Rona Atosha.
Thank him the Lord.
For
the power
heart.
Thank the Lord. That she too accepted.
She accepted
minister in the songs of God to us.
It
takes time.
It
takes to mind much. To lay the heart there. Hear what God tells the church.
You
hear it, take it to the church. And it whispers to you. Stand on the rooftop and proclaim it. We give him glory and honor. We don't want to take much time.
Time
already left us. You can sit down.
You
take your place, take your seat. Sit in your chair very well. Prepare your book, your pen, your Bible. Most of all, the books of the Holy Spirit. Where there is you, the inner man, your heart, even your mind. Yes. The books of the Holy Spirit.
Then
fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
the
verse 1 up to 6. And he too writes.
He
writes in his three books. You, the inner man, your heart, even your mind. In those days, fulfill Matthew 10 when they have taken you and they ask from you, immediately give you what to answer.
Fulfill
John chapter 14 verse 26. He will remind you and he will move to teach you, for everything you learn
is
the anointing which teaches, that
is
going to move teach you many others, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. We thank God for the time he's added us again in his presence. Now we want to move on, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, teacher Jacob James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. And on this time,
we
move reach you the third part. The third part. Which say that you have to agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. If you will work with him in revival and restoration of all things, yes, you have to agree with the standards. Have to agree with the standards that the Holy Spirit sets up. If you will work with him in revival and restoration of all things. Praise Jesus much. We've come hearing in the Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19, and he says like this. Let's read with here.
Isaiah chapter 59
verse
19. Kale bali terinya lya mukama okuve bugwanjuba n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulabe bw'aligolokosa amataba, n'omwoyo wa Mukama aligolokosa omutindo okulwana naye.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes. They will fear the name of the Lord from the west. right from the waist and his glory from the rising of the sun. Yes. Praise Jesus, man. The enemy Satan passing through the evil spirits which comes like the floods and chucked the world with many problems, even the church, the house of God,
with
many problems and many sins, much evil. And the Holy Spirit, he sets up a standard, and then he fights with him. Praise Jesus, man. And he fights with him. Can't be taught things of standards, as he tells us most in Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6. And
they
say, cause of the evil, we must have agreed with the Holy Spirit
and
agree with the standards, because we're going to work with him. Tomorrow is the 13th.
When
13th is moving, as the prophecy was released, Evangelist Benihim, that's the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival, restoration of all things. Uganda spread the entire world from this year 2022. Yes, we're moving tomorrow.
He's
preparing us tomorrow. He's moving. Been in this moment of him for 3 days. 3 days, and we are in the moment of waiting him. Yes. Prepare for him 3 days.
Yes,
this is of testimony. One who didn't know why we started like this.
Yes.
3 days of the testimony waiting for it. Yes.
And
better for the standard he has set up.
Moves
tomorrow we move with him. Those will be present, we move with him. Yes. Is it not that?
It's
written in the Jeremiah, we see Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6.
Muteke wechidukiro muduke muone temuruwao, kubanga ndire tobubi, obulivu chiko wakono, no kuzikirira okunene.
Set up the standard towards Zion. Take refuge, delay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Yes, because there is evil which attacked the world.
Still,
there is much more coming to attack. Tell us to have to set up the standards.
The
standard with the Holy Spirit has set out.
We
agree with it, which we plant it. It gets established.
We
had in the full knowledge the different preparations. And we have their standards. Strategies, eight of them. Those you must have understood them very well. And we have
government,
two heavenly governments on the earth. Them you must be knowing them. The departments in there. Working because we are going to move. We are going to set off. Tomorrow we are setting off.
We
do not need many people. Establish the New Testament. Yes.
Yes.
Tell of establish the New Testament. Those who will not be present is up to them.
And
don't make an announcement, you keep silent. They wait on the 13th of October. Tomorrow we are moving. He moves. Another was an addition, he forwarded that on the sake of many.
But
those who begin the work, we begin tomorrow.
Amen.
You know the chief guest when he has arrived. We are in dancing. We are singing. As you feast and eat, it's a wedding feast. It's a banquet of fasting. Yes. Starting the 8th hour,
we
would have begun moving, preparing. Yes. We're going to wake up early. We move, prepare. As the chief guest is coming,
mwambare mu ngeri
enjawulo. Go in a special way.
Mu masuti.
In the suits.
In
your special best
of,
the shoe you kept from some time back.
Musicians, we
put on uniforms, the number of them. We change, we come in this, we sing. The songs which praise him.
I'm
going to bring out my suit.
Hey,
don't speak to one who has not been coming. You leave them. The bride came when my others were sleeping. The oil is not in their lounge.
Yes. But let me put
over here the standard.
Yes.
Set up a standard. Praise Jesus much. We are going to work with him. We move tomorrow. Our bodies, we commit them. Give them a living sacrifice. We be taken up sins. And they are holy. We be taken up all the evils. And be transformed in our mind. Yes.
Our
ministry of wisdom in the word.
We're
not going to move in things not right. Praise Jesus
much.
Proclaim the standard he says. Up its standard. Let's repeat it. Jeremiah chapter 4.
Jeremiah sura yokuna nolu nyiriri olwomukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6.
Musimbo mutindo okolekera Sayuni. Mutekewe chedukiro muduke muone temulwawo. Kubanga ndireto obubi obulivo obuchiko wakono nokuzikirira okunene.
Set up the standard toward Zion. Take refuge, delay not. For I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Yes. The world is going in the economic war. Yes. As sin spreads passing through that economic war. We are going to find when the standard is set up. Yes.
I've
been proclaiming the entire world. The children of God run to be saved. The evil, much evil is coming. Yes. God set up a marvelous work. A miracle. It's the alien act. Revival and restoration of all things. Yes. He's put heavens on the nations. And their economies get to crash. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Those been superpowers are getting down. Those been weak, they are rising up. Praise Jesus much.
Much.
Now we've prepared ourselves. Yes. Praise Jesus much. And the move is the Holy Spirit on the standard. Standard proclaim it all days in the entire world.
And
the children of God rush onto it. And they know the standard strategies of God. Verse 8. The Holy teach us the way we can to work. The two God is heavenly governments on the earth. Those going to fulfill the worldwide call. The greatest and the last on this planet earth. Yes. As we go to campaign. As we campaign. At the same time we do revival. In restoration of all things. Those of heaven. And
they
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be. Through preaching the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of heaven, even those of the world. Church and is being revived. Politics. Economic sector. Healthy sector. Social relations. Education sector.
Games, music and sports
games,
sectors.
Music and sports sector. And at the same time, we revive. We restore those who worship and praise God in spirit and truth in the entire world. As we praise Him and as we worship Him in spirit and in truth,
and
we are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God,
and
we are in the truth of the scriptures. We move tomorrow, but the standard which people proclaimed everywhere is you not going to hold on it. You will fail. It's going to be known in the entire world that one does not appear like this and that, they should not preach the gospel. People are tired and weary. Rubbish which has been there, time for it is over. Gone on the worldwide market.
As
knowledge of God in national ministries. And this product we bring is very expensive. Yes. And we lay hold of the worldwide call, the greatest and the last.
Never
enter in that call is not considered a servant of God. It is God's worldwide call, the greatest and the last.
Not
involved, what you do is not known. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 50, he says like this, verse 1 and 2. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1.
Nti ekigambo Mukama kye yayogera ekifa ku Babuloni ekyensi ey'Abakaludaaya mu Yeremiya nnabbi.
The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the Lord, the land of Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Verse 2.
Mubuulire mu mawanga mulangirire, muteekeewo omutindo mulaalike, so temukisa. Mwogere nti Babuloni kimenyeddwa, Beri akwatiddwa ensonyi, Merodaki akengentereddwa, ebifaananyi byakyo bikwatiddwa ensonyi, essanamu zaakyo zikengentereddwa.
Declare you among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. Yes. Declare among nations. Yes. You publish it. Publish it everywhere. It becomes something public everywhere. Yes.
And
when you set up a standard. Yes.
Mugufure.
You publish it. And the standard is public. That is to put down the wall of Babylon, the land of worshiping the beasts, the kingdom of Satan, the evil spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the queen of the beasts, she passed away. Yes. And he promised to kill the firstborns of Egypt. Proclaimed, he said, don't ask him for the message of 2023. Since released it, began to kill the Egyptians, the firstborn of the Egypt, those who upheld the evils in the world. Even in Uganda, slowly he takes them away. Now you wait 2023. He is going to kill, take them away. Yes.
But
he never speak when he lies. He said all the elders of this world,
he
is going to kill them for supporting and righteousness. Now he began on them. But when he begins, he has started to do it. Yes.
Sampling. What will happen in 2023?
I don't know whether you wrote down the prophecy. You did right. He's killing them slowly. Yes. I
heard.
The one in Saudi Arabia. He just fell and died.
The
infamous of Uganda. Those with much pride.
going to kill them for us and he saves them from us. Somebody say you rejoice over the death of the wicked when it's God who has commanded it. I cannot rejoice when it's commanded. But the prophet of God ought to have chosen the counsel of God. Praise Jesus much.
If
God tells you of his secrets and then he does it and then you cry, he
says,
I'll no more tell you my secrets. I told you be strengthened, then you didn't get strengthened. Now the standard
is
to be published everywhere. And those who are saying full knowledge is right deep there hidden,
it's
nothing that's going to affect us, it's going to come out once and everywhere it spreads. Every product which has been on the market, it will disappear.
And
on the market is no more any other gospel except that come from full knowledge. Yes. Somebody sing now. You wish things for yourself? No.
It's
the worldwide call of God, the greatest and the last. If you are not within it, the rest you are into, it's your own. Hearts of people are tired of the things God passed in all the hearts of people.
He
told them when the trumpet will be blown, you hear. Now they are going to hear. Now it's the standards. We publish it. We declare it. Everywhere. You appear in another way. How will you appear on the banquet? When you appear in a different way. Even the dirty ones appear. But this one.
Begin
tomorrow.
the
chief guest revival and resurrection moves come tomorrow.
We
are going to bring out our suits, the expensive dress we have. Remember, we first called the inner man very well. These days we have been handling him. All our bodies are aligned very well. You know, the prophet is the way you work on yourself. You know it. You brush 3 days times a day. And you get a hairstyle, you cut that one. The women will come early and they make their hair very well for its owner, the men. You give them money, husbands. After we move here, give women money.
The singles,
your issues, report them to the Lord. Don't get a man there you tie yourself on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the standard gets set up.
He
said to declare it. We publish
the
clear. As it speaks of it in Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse
12. Kubanga mukama ateseza n'okukola akoze ebyo biyayogera kwabo abali mu Babiloni.
Set up the standards upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both purposed and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. Yes. All the firstborns of Egypt, I'll take them and will kill them. They want to hinder the worldwide call. They support unrighteousness march. Set up a standard. Yes. Set up a standard on the walls of Babylon.
Make,
watch strong.
And take standard strategies.
Eight standard strategies.
Government is a
to God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Bagenda going
to fulfill the final work on this planet earth. To be declared an entire world. The watchmen and they are strong.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
We set them up. We prepare ambushes. Dan is going to be surprised. Works will be destroyed in the twinkle of an eye. Everywhere it passes day and night.
Now, you
agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. Time before you had contentions with you. Now say, I'm no more going into contentions anymore.
It's
finished. No more being the contentions with the Spirit. Those who pull ropes. Those who retain sins.
It's
finished. Don't do them again.
Amen.
Don't rebel again. You're the married humble. The husband love your wife. The wife submits your husband. Yes. We no more going backwards.
I
don't want to hear any trouble again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All the old.
It
has passed away. Don't go back in them. Don't bounce in things of the old. They are passed away. Fornication, stealing. You
learn
all of them. You put on the side. It is finished. One we pray never do it again. Our Lord tells the woman at the pool. He tells her, no one has done wickedness to you. He said, no one, none of them has rebuked me. He told her, you are forgiven, don't do it again. Let's read we hear.
Yokana esure yomunana.
John chapter 8 verse 8.
Yokana esure yomunana olunyiriri omusanvu.
John chapter 8 from verse 7.
Newebe bwe bayongera okumubuuza ne yegolola nabagamba nti kumwe atayononangako asoko okumukuba ejjinja.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Verse
8.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse
9. Yesu n'asigalawo yekka n'omukazi nti n'omukazi we yali wakati.
And they who had it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing before him. Verse 10.
Yesu ne yegolola, namugamba nti omuchala, bazewa, tewali asaze kukusinga.
When Jesus had lifted himself up, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those you are accusers? Has no man condemned you? Verse
11.
She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Do not do it again. Don't act stubborn again. Don't act rebellious again. Don't involve in arrogance again. He's forgiven us. He's forgiven the past. He's forgiven. He's our Father. He's Jesus who died for us.
He's
our Father
who
gave up his Son.
He
died to save us from sins.
He's the son who died, he's spoken.
He's spoken and said,
me
too, I don't condemn you, but do not do it again. The married don't rebel again.
As husbands,
love your wives.
The
women submit.
The
husbands,
those men
follow the criteria. One who has been sinning, don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. He's forgiven us. He's forgiven us. Tomorrow is coming. He's moving. He's moving.
Revival,
restoration of all things.
He's
moving. And he speaks saying, sit, I tell you what he says. Speaks in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse
17.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
17. Mwe mulemenga okutambula nate.
This I said therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. Yes. This I testify. He spoke it indeed. He said, I have forgiven them. You don't do it again.
He
refuses us to walk in a foolish way as the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit charged, saying that, tell them, tomorrow we are moving.
Amen.
The revival and restoration of all things. But tell them they should not sin again, lest a hard word comes to pass on their lives. Let's repeat that verse, you hear it well. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
17.
This I said therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Yes. Do not walk again like people of the world. Don't admire and lust over things. Don't yearn for the world and the things in it. God commanded to seek his kingdom and the righteousness. He knows that you need those. And
is
ready to add them to you. When you moved the way he wants you.
Us
to commit evils.
As you
had in the John chapter
8.
Verse 7 up to 11.
Repeated
in the Ephesians chapter
4.
Verse 17. And he testifies that we no more walk as the Gentiles. Some of the things to avoid are these ones.
Don't
accept darkness of ignorance to work within you. Don't accept darkness of anger, bitterness and rage, to head on to blinding the eyes of your mind, and you commit things not right before you are God. Let's read verse 18 you hear. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts. Yes.
Agamanti, amasuga magezi
gaba. The eye of the mind of these people.
okutegeera kwabwe kuba kujjudde
enzikizaera weebuuzangakyenkola
kya musana gwa
kigamboagamba
nti nga bawuliddwa ku bulamu
bw'obwakatondambira
mubulamu bufu
They move in the life which is dead.
Nga bwe baagala nga bwe bakola.
Just as they what is the way they do.
Naye yagamba.
But he said.
Tulina okubanga tetwawulibwa ku bulamu bw'obwa Katonda.
Not should not be separated from the life of God.
Katonda nga bw'ayagala tubeere.
God the way he wants us to be.
Tugenda okubeera ng'ennaku zonna.
The way we are going to be all the days.
Tuleme okwawulibwa ku bulamu bw'obwa Katonda.
Let's be separated from the life of God.
Ekikula kya Katonda.
The appearance of God.
Ekifaananyi kya Katonda eky'amazima.
The image of God that of truth.
Nga tuli mu kifaananyi.
And we are in the image.
Ekikula kya Katonda eky'amazima.
In the likeness of God that of truth.
Created
in righteousness.
And
we are a new man. That old man. That who died. We unclothed him. And we tell we offer a living sacrifice.
We
have to leave the sin which killed the body. We have to offer bodies living sacrifice. And we leave all the evils.
But
they have to appear holy. The Holy Spirit joined with our spirits in one body. And we move with him the day tomorrow. They have much ignorance there. We God has taken it from us. Because the eye of their minds, it was blinded. But we God is enlightened for us. Don't deny light of knowledge is given you. And you ignore it. You know scriptures very well. Yet you ignore them and do all the opposites. Now the words like those in that evil acts commanded never to do them again. It's forgiven every person. All the old acts you've ever committed, don't ever count them in your life. Don't dare give them mind them. Don't bring them back. Even those are choosing you. Don't allow them to come back.
For
Satan is a choosing. You always cast them very far. And you cancel them every day. Never to give them a salt even the little.
So
imagine about them.
Amen.
Let's read verse 19. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 19.
Kubanga beerabira okulumwa ne beewaayo mu bwenzi okola ng'ebyobugwagwa bwonna mu kwegomba.
Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto licentiousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. Yes. They forget the past feelings they pass through. You know, this immorality put in much problems.
But
you forget you want to go back.
Feelings
does not want you to feel them again.
Satan
accuses you an immoral person. Tell him God forgive me, told me I should not do it again.
Amen.
Don't forget pains we've gone through as God prepared us. Don't forget the pains we've made all this time as we aligned ourselves. Repentance is not easy. Standing before people, tell them I did this. I request you forgive me. It's been of much pain all the time. You should not forget the pains of the world you met.
For
if you forget them, you could bounce back and do them again. Do not forget the pain, but forget all the sins, get out of them. If you remember the pains, you tell Lord, I cannot bounce back. Many times when we got saved by God, forget the pains we passed through. After we get foolish gradually, go back, commit things not right. When God forgives us, He pours joy unto us, all goodness. Now for that goodness, we forget the pains and we begin to gradually bounce back.
Now,
in those he told me to tell you never even to feel sin, but always remember the pain. It will help you never to bounce back.
And know
it's taken you time to prepare you. It's taken him time to prepare you.
You know
very well how he's drawn you. We know how we were sorcerers.
We
know how we gather the false religions.
We
know how we gather the false salvation. We know
how
the world with much sufferings. And we know how we were rejected by people.
And
God loved us. We cannot forget those. There are things we got in evils. Some he made them leave them.
You need
to feel the pain of the things you left. Accept, get new things. If not get that pain, it means then you will bounce back. Do in the way of evils and then God will handle you again. Feelings of the pain they've gotten, we should not forget them.
Therefore,
forgetting those pains, people bounce back in the acts of evil. Let us repeat this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 19.
Kubanga vera biro okulumwa, nevewa yo mwenzi, okola ngevyo bugwagwa bonna mukwegomba.
Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto licentiousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Yes. When they bounce back. You don't forget pain is very bad.
It's like
any woman or any man and the young to marry and get married. Yes. And the rich guy, the husband, the wife, they put there. And they forget them who lasted. And they ask God to give me a husband. And they torment the person. Now when we forget, there is foolishness and arrogance which come our way. We forget the one who forgave, and we bounce in the sins he forgave us. We forget that pain. There are singles here. This time they are yearning.
But they give us.
Lord, give us. Need to give me a husband. Need to give me a wife.
They
are in pain. They don't want to see they are trying to start, but they are going to get married and they forget the pain. They begin to play with the marriage. That's what it tells us all, that to align in us, to order us, it's taken pain. You should not forget it. But when you forget it, it's going to be easier to sin again. We all grew differently. You know where we've passed. Each one of us. I cannot explain it to you. There are many things you've seen under the sun. Praise Jesus much. There are many things you've seen in the land of the dead. I don't call this world that of the living. This is the valley of the shadow of death. Our Lord, when he came here, he said, let the dead go bury their own dead. The land of the living is heaven.
Amen.
But we've seen many things. We've grown up in different places. We've been done things unto us in different ways. God called us, has chosen us from there. Each one, what made you pass through has been very important. As Prophet Deborah have testified here, all that she passed, it was very major. The love of the parents,
I
spoke of it of the father. God wanted her to understand it. But in another way, that she took long to understand it while he was still there. It's like this.
It's
been showing in another way. God has the way he's loved us. If it dare depart from us, when we can remember his love,
n'obulungi bwabadde
atukolera the goodness he did to us
kati omusomo ogwo gubadde mu ekigambo
ekigamba lesson had a word saying
era eri lesson eri nabbi Deborah
nafe lesson prophet Deborah unto us
ndi omuntu nga akyakulaga okwagala
person still they show you love
kisako okwetegereza
try to analyze and consider it
kati eri katonda
now to God
akulaze okwagala
has shown us love
tulina kutegeera
kati we have to understand it now
etukweyuna
and we hold on it
amen
kubanga kibi nnyo okutegeera oluvannyuma
very bad to realize it later when it's no more there
kiyinza okukabya amaziga gotamanyirako
you don't even know of
osobola omutuukira kinnoomu
n'akubuulira individually and she tells you as her
bwe yali alowooza ku kwagala okwo kwaliwo wakati we ne taata we
that love which was between her and the father
kyamutuusa ku ki
it reached her on what
ekyo
that
kyali kireeta essomu mbulamu
bwaffe lesson in her life even our lives
The
God will there depart from us.
His
much love and it departs from
us.
You will see tears.
You
will see pain.
It's
like a husband and the wife, he loves you, or she.
And
ignore you, don't mind them. Reach a point they have departed and they are no more there.
Most
the things you can remember them when and see when they are no more there. Now it is like this, brethren.
We
not forget things God passed us through. He said that after they forget, that's what is very bad. If you dare forget, for we, God has chosen us. We are children of prostitutes, as I've come telling you. Male and female prostitutes. We're born in iniquities. My iniquities, our mothers conceived us and birthed us. In Malachi, he says, why do you think he created one? One woman, one man that is chose a holy seed. But right now, we, our fathers don't have one woman and our mothers. The holy seed has not been there.
So
us slowly.
He's
tried on us. Our mothers and our fathers, each one never got one. Ever create that holy seed. One day I will come show you that word.
Whether
those who ask, why did Apostle say by the Spirit that we are children of prostitutes? Male and female prostitutes. When he was to make that holy seed, a man ought to have gotten his one wife.
And
woman has the, her one husband
that
will give us the holy seed. But it never appeared. Now the journey has been long. The fight has been powerful. God reach you now and your mind can sense well. It can discern the good and the bad. It's been a great fight. It is so bad to forget that. Praise Jesus much. Do not there forget the pain. Don't forget the pain. It will be very bad. And there is also that pain of hell. Right now he's taken us from it.
But
if you forget that he's taken us from that pain. There's even that of the lake of fire. All that is taken us from that. If you will dare forget, then it will mean you're going to do things which will cause you go into hell.
Yet
he has saved us as today. And he speaks that I've forgiven you, but don't do it again. Let's read verse 20.
Abefeso esura yokuna nolunyiriryo lwa 20.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20.
Naye mwe temwayiga bwe mutyo Kristo.
But you have not so learned Christ.
Onyola biri
mu Roma. Verse 21.
Obanga mwawulira ne muyigirizibwa muiye ngamazima bwe gali mu Yesu.
If so be that you have heard him and have taught by him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22. That You put off concerning the former way of life the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Yes. He said that the old man we give up on him in all his lusts. Deceitful lusts. Things we lust over, they're not real.
The
time I read in the 1 John chapter 2, let's first go there, you see.
And
you see the lusts of the eyes.
And
the man, you look at the bum of the woman is playing.
If
which you cut it, put it on the plate, and you chew it, and if you eat it, won't you go to the toilet? Now what kind of lust is that? And the woman admires the chest of a man, all the thigh and the feet they have seen, all their waist, and you reach, you do what to it? And the chest you cut pieces within it?
There's
a thing, they are lustful about deceitful.
That
you do, there's nothing you do. Yes.
It's
the bum of the woman, you leave it to her.
It
means those lusts.
It's
foolish lusts. It's not real. Satan is just making us foolish. Let's read in the 1 John.
1
John chapter 2 verse 15.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wankubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi, okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Verse 16. Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi, okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu okutaliimu tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri ensi.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Verse
17.
Era ensi eggwaawo n'okwegomba kwayo, naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwaawo.
And the world passes away, and the lusts thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. Yes.
Now,
that lust is deceitful. And he said, lust not of the world, neither are the things in the world.
But
those don't come from God.
He
said, the lusts of the flesh.
And
there you've seen the thigh on the leg. Yes. You see that the bum
at
the chest of that man, and the eyes lust over that. But all you see is deceitful. The pride of this life, he said, they do not come from God, but they come from the world.
And
this world pass away with its lust.
Do
you know how many big bumps are in the ground? They rot there, or private parts. Do you know how many private parts got rotten and they are in the ground? You know, chests of men
which
got rotten, they remain bones and they all get destroyed in the ground. What can I speak of which is real here? Or you think when we went with women, or when you went with men and you got what from them?
And
those who are youthful,
we
look to them now 50 years back. How do they appear now? Have you seen life, this is fullness? That's why God says that a man get your one wife.
If a
woman get your one man, all the rest is not real here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And though you begin to lust over the other, all foolishness, the way you don't get anything from this one, even the other will never get anything from them. There's nothing.
Just
Satan makes you foolish. You lust, but not real. It's deceitful.
If
you want to understand the body very well, it all gathers up in one place. One part, the private part. It gathers the entire of it there.
It
shows you that we are different, we are separated. The spirit and the body, they are contradicting. For when you sleep, the private parts are on something else. Whoever separated themselves, they seek their own things. But show that the spirit and the body are contrary. Only one part on the body gathers up all the stubbornness of that body. The man you wake up,
say,
this one we have all slept. When did he wake up? The woman wakes up.
We
slept together. You woke up and you lighten the fire on yourself. And to prove it's so stubborn, you go in fornication. Just a few minutes, and it's all week.
To
show you that these of the world are instant and they end immediate.
And
when the man finished, the stubbornness there, Jericho of Greater 5, you man, I see you so maddened with my strength, you carry this Jericho. Can they carry? You shoot a bullet, you see they're all black like that.
And you just,
as you are in the bed, and they hear a knock, they pass black.
Things
of the flesh is deceitful.
Lust,
which is deceitful, not real. Those not married, they're single. You pass in the right criteria. Though you will rush. At times I tell people, if fornication was a medicine which can save you from lust, everyone would have gone to fornicate or commit adultery and they no more lust. Since it does not stop lasting, why do you begin it still? It will not end your problem. It never ends. Proverbs 5, he says, everyone get their one fountain and drink from it.
One,
although they rush elsewhere, it never ends. If you move to go to adultery, let me go finish this adultery of fornication. You're joking. When you come from there, as you've just reached home, and madness is refreshed, madness of the body parts,
he said,
you go back again.
As
moved elsewhere. Now you have to hold another person. That's madness. If you want to see the body and the way spirit and the body, they are contrary to each. Look to your parts, I will tell you, you as matured. Those still young have not yet realized this stubbornness. You sleep. The spirit you've gone to rest. As you wake up, in this your colleague is awake. Seated watching. He seeks his own or her own. And
it's like
the fire hitting her or himself. Hitting their fire too much on them. Let us go where they will be put off. When you reach there, they leave you outside and is entered in the fight. In the cave of the robbers. They fight from there and they leave you outside and they unclothe from the sitting room that you're going in the fight.
You
prove it's foolishness.
Sometimes
you say these things. If God, you stop all this,
leave
you outside.
Ha ha.
and they have entered in the cave of the robbers. And they find robbers there. And they fight. They shoot bullets each other. And they faint. I can't believe you watching like that.
And the
boots they put you in.
And
you say, you fight again, we see. The soldier in the cave of the robber. And they are not fainting, all they are fainted. In your mood, you don't understand. What have you been doing?
I
don't know, but.
The soldier and
robbers that have been in the cave fight there. You cannot speak them out. I tell you, it's foolishness.
Just
last which is deceitful.
Deceitful
is not real. And if they were not children, perhaps it wasn't necessary. That's why in heaven we are going to be like angels in the heavenly body.
And
those parts are not there.
Or
even what you do, they are not understood clearly. It's not a game you can speak that I dodged this person and I scored. You can't speak that. I cannot begin to speak that. I want to show you. Don't there means of stubbornness will not help you. They have no meaning. And if it wasn't children, some things for the kingdom have gone. They stopped that system from work. But for the kingdom, those who enter it and they are there,
we
remain the fight as we control ourselves. One man, one woman, you move on.
But all
the rest, even the world rich, they get tired of it. They move and they move and they say, what am I seeking for? Let's repeat Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That you put off concerning the former way of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Yes. That the old man, that God said we no more go, bounce back to him. One who died because of sin.
Enriched
upon on a righteousness because of evils. That they took off from us. That the things is into, they corrupt him. Yet they are deceitful. Have you seen it?
Does
nothing corrupt you? Yet it's not real. It's left corrupted you as the spirit.
Some of us,
we are trying to fight order our eyes. But what corrupted them? They are not even there. It was a girl you saw her grow in the village. Eyes of
his
to see the palm of her. Yet is she even there?
You
don't know even who took her.
We were.
Yeah, these women. The first person they had, they say he remained in them.
Where is the person
who remained in you? You check there, you see whether he's there. Is he there? That you are there bathing, you see them there. You got corrupted. All those
say
they are finished. It's been foolishness.
Last,
which is deceitful. The one you said now, you can even reach there and they have all slimmed, they are no more in shape.
And
is this one I've been dreaming at home? There is the man you think, but you went back, if you go back and see them now, you say, my God, it is not you. Yet you are in foolishness, things not real. Don't there be deceived by Satan in that way.
Amen.
Woman or the man God give you, it's that one. But because of the deceitfulness of lies, you see things in a different way, and then you got corrupted. Let's finish here. Ephesians chapter
4,
verse
24. Era okufuuka abajja mu mwoyo gw'ebirowoozo byammwe.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes. Bw'oba tonnaba kugenda kulongooka mwoyo.
Now before you go to be propped in the spirit.
Obwongo buno.
This mind. The mind.
Kubanga byonna by'obadde oliko eby'obusirusi.
Every foolishness we've been onto. With all their clothing, in the what you say of this generation, even tomorrow its generation finish and they bring a new one. If it's a scar, it can spend 1 year and it's on, and that is taken even a long time these days. These days
every
style comes now and then. More is not there, you've gotten foolish in that.
It means
the mind had gotten corrupted. And we cannot be cleansed in the spirit. For the mind is corrupted.
We,
as the spirit fight to take evils from ourselves, and the wrong thoughts bring them back. And
when
they bring back, they are deceitful, they are not real.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
24.
In that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Yes. We put on the new man. That new man is not onto the old things.
He's
like a newborn child. They know nothing. That's why they say we should not remind ourselves. All those sins. What we remember. The pains we've passed through to be made into new creations. That we should fight, never bounce back, commit those sins. But this new man
was
created in the real image of God, upon which you see you are within him, when you are in the holiness of God, righteousness of God. Righteousness comes from believing, and faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and you keep doing it. If you are in that faith, if you are in that righteousness, come from believing,
and
faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and you put in action,
you
know you're still in the righteousness of God. The time you begin to do things, and they don't come from believing, and faith never come from hearing, and hearing the word of God, and you put in action as his command, then know you have begun get out of that new man.
You
bounce back in the old man who did things the way he wanted, when he thought, when he meditated, when he decided. If God decides things you feel within you,
and
you hearken what the word of God says,
no,
you're bouncing back to the old man.
But
that's how we were born.
We
can be on this world. Whatever came in our thoughts, we did them. Because of the old man.
But
for going back in the image of God, and we give offer a living sacrifice. We give bodies living sacrifice. And taken out sins which brought death. And it is holy.
nga emaze okuleka
obubi bwonna ng'era
ekyusiddwa
ebirowoozo
by'amagezi
kati
tukyalowooza omanyi bino by'obadde ogamba nze bwe mba ngambye
ebyo
byonna biveekoobaogambyeki
Why on the day you close the body won't you say that I have said I will not get out of this body?
Is
that thing you said never make meaning when
it get
from the body will not refuse and he said I have said I'm not getting out here.
This is
you
see
they are foolish, you say what? Why don't you say that you stop feeling hungry? Because you say why
do
you stop going to toilet? And you say, I've said I don't go to toilet. What you say is omitting. What tells us is the word.
When you feel new,
someone say, me, I've said. You speak to him that first stop hunger to come
my way.
For that, I have said, is the old man. You say what? In the country, you say, you say what? Begin from the hunger. You speak to it.
Stop
affecting my life. Yes. You cut off going to the toilet. Stop all this.
And
no more touching my clothing, washing and clothing them again. Take this which trouble me. What is this you speak to me? I've said, who is that one saying?
Me,
I despise one who says to me, there's nothing he tells me. Tell him, tell me the day.
When I will
unclothe the body, then you tell me I should not unclothe it. What you say is foolishness, it is not there. Who you are you saying? You know where you came from, where you're going. One who prepared days you get from the body. People use that word I've said it's the olden man when we are still in the world.
That
we came be led by Spirit of God. It's in the Holy Scriptures. What I say they are spirits. We begins within them. Want to tell
us,
not us, we have no more anything to tell ourselves. Spoke them to ourselves, we knocked. Pastor Benjamin. We spoke them to ourselves. That we have said we knocked in those sayings. Now that I've said, you speak to it if you say, begin from hunger. No more affects me. I will begin to think then on what you speak. For man never live with food, but by the word of God. If you stop this
from
me, I will live by your word you tell me. Yes.
But
I have said it's what bounced you back in the old things. And you reach to get married. You say, me. I said, man will never familiarize me. He familiarize you how?
But
yet you are on the old person. You are not even married.
This
day where you are, the laws govern the
difference.
Because you bring the old me, I say to myself.
Now,
why get married when you say that to yourself? How he familiarized you and he proposed to you. As soon as he proposes, you accept it. The other you will not familiarize me. He is broken all that is familiarized already. Let's finish here.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
25.
Kale mwambule obulimba mwogerenga amazima buli muntu ne munne kubanga tuli bitundu bya bannaffe fekka na fekka.
Therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Buli chikwatagana obulimba
kyagala kidde mu chuu. Lying, it does not want to hear it again.
Okufera fera.
You've conned others.
It be truth, and that is of the word of God.
All
the scriptures tell you to do what there. There you have nothing to say. The old person is passed away.
This
you in the image of God. The righteousness of God cometh from believing. And faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And to do it. And to do it. Move from faith. Going into faith, we become holy. When the time you commit righteousness, join on righteousness, you enter into holiness.
Abefeso esule yokuna nolu nyiriri olabiri momukaga.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
Musungu walenga sute mono nanga. Enjubere mengo kugwa kubusungu wa mwe.
Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Okunyiga.
Anger.
Kunyigira chibi.
Why we get angered over sin?
Nari tunyiga kuonona.
Don't get angered and to sin.
And you reach
big things not right when you forget scriptures. The sun to fall down on your head.
To
take away light of the word of God, you no more agree with it.
And it
tell you it's written, don't do like this. And you say, what are the scriptures? You first put aside the Bible. We finish this fight. Don't accept the sun fall on your head. The scriptures which mark light towards us, and they no more light our way. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is a lamp.
Enlightening
our path. If it no more shines,
then those who get anger,
they don't want to be told scriptures.
And
married are ones who act stubbornly that way.
And
they
fight.
They even tell the Bible.
And
they refuse them to fight.
One
who provokes another until they have been slapped. You know, there are some women, they are a bit hard. They stand on there and they say, what can you do now? What can they do? Some things they have brought fights in your life into be beaten.
How
do you stand on your husband and tell them, what can you do? He can't, because marrying, he's married you. That we did it.
Means
the other you request, still he can do it. If they are able to marry you,
then
they can be able to all the others you ask what they can do. Some men that then they say, what can the woman say? How she speaks to the other things. Let her even speak of these words. How you accept the others. No man they speak to unless they are very sick. And they say, come eat. And they say, I don't have appetite at all. And they say that you accept even the others, sit down and listen. Yes. Phoebe
Nagama.
And Phoebe said, come we move. It's time for football. And he said, the legs are feeling pain.
Though
you are even sick, he said, at least I'll dribble a little. Now, the way you can humble there when they have told you, you listen also.
All
the rest they speak, you listen when that woman speaks out. And immediately,
I
would have set a lizard in the grass. You say what?
O
Men are ones
who don't check in the beds. You cannot
put
them. They sleep knowing. Women are the ones who wake up and they're like, who has entered it?
Yeah,
I said, if it's a man, you don't tap
on
them and they're afraid. They know they have to tap me. They are waiting for it even. Let's finish here.
So bagambi njuba tegwa kuchi.
The sun should not fall all your entire life. Don't accept, do anything when light of the word never lightens you.
On
that you do whether it's right or not. It's the only way we can get strength and courage us. Don't depart from words of this book. And God appears to be with us. As he told us yesterday. We first go get strength and courage us. Words of the book, we don't depart from them. Peace in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 up to 11.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
in that way, the Ephesians chapter 5, start from verse 1. Up to verse 6, he says
this.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
Kale mugobererenga Katonda.
Be you therefore followers of God as dear children. Now God, He leads us.
Through
His Holy Spirit, we go in revival. Restoration of all things. And we lay by Spirit of God. We are going on that work. Now we follow him, the standard is set up, the standards, all the speech, those on the standards. Ephesians chapter
5,
verse
2.
And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet smelling fragrance. And understood these words yesterday. Our body become a living sacrifice. We be taken out sin. And to become holy. All evils are taken from us. Acts of profane. And we get renewed in our minds. As the wisdom in the word of God is.
And
when we reach that level, out of us come the fragrance of knowledge.
Said,
read in the 2 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 14 downwards, makes us reveal the fragrance of knowledge in every place. God expects everywhere we shall go, we are going to be the fragrance of knowledge. God expects you to speak things of not understanding. Let's read there, you see, briefly.
2
Corinthians chapter 2 verse
14.
Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Yes.
Full knowledge of God.
The full knowledge of God. Expected to speak fragrance of knowledge. Speak things which never connect. The things which kill the fragrance of knowledge. When you begin immorality, lying, profane, foolishness, you begin to avoid knowledge. You speak it and it enlightens you. You too are in evils. Out of you, you smell immorality,
because
it began foolishness and profane. What has been a living sacrifice, and God see it is not worthy.
The
Holy Spirit has to depart from you.
He
has to forsake you, leave that temple to yourself.
It
will no more work with you.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 up to 17,
he said we are temples of Spirit of God. After it being cleansed,
but
the temple of God is holy, and he said it is us. Yes. Let's read in the Corinthians, we see. First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda erango omoyo gwa Katonda abera mu mwe.
Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
Olinyolo 17.
Verse 17.
Omuntu yenna bwazikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikirizo oyo, kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu.
If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? Yes. Then the Spirit has made us a temple. And it has to be holy. Don't take back this body in evils. Don't take it back in sin. Don't take it back in evils. Even to destroy it,
you,
to God will lay hold of you as the Spirit and destroy you. Just to bounce it back into fornication.
It's
taken time to cleanse it. You wash you with water in the
world.
He's instructed you in all ways. You tomorrow you've gone back to fornicate. That I've gone to steal. I'm lying. I've committed every act of violence. Those are some of the cases they will accuse you right from tomorrow. Not to sin as you, but to get to be on the temple of the Holy Spirit, your body, and you make it sin. One who joined with Christ, they are one spirit.
I'll
get the body of Christ.
Ate no gutwara mu bwezi.
You take in the fornication.
Orabye musomesa.
You see, teacher.
Ndi oro kuba kati.
Because now.
Okutambula ko mwendu kuwe
kusimbule. The Spirit move tomorrow.
Agenda kujia yegate kula mu.
Going to come join our life. For now, Spirit will be in the city of
God.
It will become His.
Ngata kukiriza.
He does not accept you.
Use
you over what you want.
First Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 15.
Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. Have you seen that word?
Because
the Spirit is to take over. Join with your Spirit, be in one body. It's joined unto Jesus.
It's
going to be as you say. Let me take the part of this woman. Use them over another woman.
Remember,
we have that exchange. When we marry, get married. Exchange bodies, your body become mine, become of prophet. And the
heart
becomes his. I take adultery, I take her body. That's why she get angered.
Okay, not yeah.
How dare you go?
Okay, not yeah,
how did they go in the
dungeon?
It's not how it went.
Baby,
yet her body is what I took that side. It's the weight on the Spirit. Yes.
Now,
teacher Jacob.
Why
get over angered over Susan? She's gone to a dowry.
You
have left for his hours gone.
Because
she's no more her. Instead, the other is yours. You feel jealousy.
How dare
I take my part?
Where do you think hunger would come from? Because before they gave her to you, it was up to heights, up to her. But from the time you exchanged, you gave her yours, you became one.
When you take them else,
hunger, how dare you take my parts like that? It's the way it is on the Christ. After the Spirit makes you his temple.
He
joined you on the body of Christ. Our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Any of your body part, whether the mouth, you decide to abuse, going to be on the body of Christ. Decide to get angered, still be on the body of Christ. It's one you commit that to. It will no more be yours alone. Now the marriage, they have a much problem. Change bodies, this is the second time. The first exchange, Pastor Newman,
Mama Newman,
gave her the body he gave out. Now, what has been asked, he gives it to the Lord. And they possessed by two owners. Now he's no more there, they don't have any of theirs. There you no more use, you ask, Lord, this body is yours, like the singles. But I wanted to give it to the other equity for me. Have you accepted it? You say you've gained favor from the Lord. Take that one. That's why one who says,
he
first gained favor from the Lord. And the Lord allows it that body you gave me, I've accepted it. Go still give it to that one.
For
the other ones they have to do for you. That is how they appear to be. It's of the kingdom of God. They are not as we think of them. Don't wake up one day and you feel that you love the man. Don't wake up one day that concluded, I've loved this woman. When we come in Christ, Spirit make us his temple, joins us on Christ. It's Christ to tell that now, this, your body, have you accepted? I give it to this man or this woman. And you see them, but you go ask from him, Lord, passing through prayer partners. Maybe you are no more sober, and what you see is no more right. They will see well, for they are not in the mood like yours. They have no any calculation in that. Why refuse you give us proof of what you saw? May it have been already been taken over. And the head is no more head. And the private part is taken over, and the head consumed it.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
So
don't get the temple of Holy Spirit and the body of Christ.
When
you feel liberty of fornicating. I want to understand what tomorrow, as we are going to move, that you no more have a right on your body. One is going to move tomorrow with you. Body will make it temple and we move with him in revival. Except your husband, the wife is allowed, the one
in the criteria
and the standard is put there.
And you
now feel jealousy over that one. Let's finish here.
1
Corinthians chapter
6
verse
16.
Obate
mumanyinge yegata n'omwenzi gwe mubiri gumu. Kubanga yogera nti bombiriri banabera ngo mubiri gumu.
What? Know you not that he who is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Verse
17.
But he that joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Verse 18.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. Yes.
Everything
we commit is on the body, outside. Why say that fornication is right on the body? The body of Christ that we join on is ours. It's what gets corrupted.
Abakolise chisoka isuri yomukaga nolu nyoro kuminomunana.
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
Mwewalingo wezi. Buli chivi chona omuntu chakola chili konguru kumobili. Na ya yenda akole chivi kumobili gweye.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Verse 19.
Obate mumanyi ngo mubiri gwamwe yeyekali yomoyo mutukufu ali mumwe gwemulina eyaveri Katonda namwe temuli kubwamwe.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own?
Onyole 20.
Verse 20.
Kubanga mwaguliwa na muwendo kale mugulumizenga Katonda mu mubiri gwamwe.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. All of them there are his. You the spirit and the body. Now we're going to hand them over tomorrow and they are holy. The Holy Spirit start to move. All the time it's what I fought on by the Spirit. To prepare the temple. That's why we try those to marry, they marry well. And those get married to move very well. As standard of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures are.
For
we know very well concerning preparations of the Holy Spirit.
In the
final work on this planet earth. Revival and restoration of all things. He first revealed how he will work with us. Have to prepare ourselves how. Strategies we've made in the full knowledge of God in national ministries to prepare you very well. Let's finish with Ephesians 5, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh holy ones. Yes. Even be spoken.
Wanagambi
to be named among us. Yes. This person is a fornicator. How
can
they be named like that? Not just to speak of them. Won't we speak of them? Luganda is speaks something different. We have to speak against fornication. But to be named. And this person is a fornicator. And that person is so vile. To begin to be having those names. Then
1
Corinthians begin to say. And the brethren called the fornicator. Take him from among yourselves.
You
begin to get those names. A vile person. A foolish person. That one you see is very vulgar.
We take you from the brother.
You've gotten another name.
Name
which cannot make you a brethren. A brethren called the fornicator. Once you connect these things well, no loss you make in waiting.
We
make a loss remain speaking.
Yes.
When you begin to be named, when you begin to hear things about you, that one is a person who backbites. That one is not my brethren. The name they have, they don't come from the father. Backbiter. For glance of heaven and earth,
from the father they get the name. That name came from the father. That is a fornicator. Is a vile person. Is a foolish person. Let's see in the Corinthians.
Abakolise kisoka isuri yokutano nolunyiriri olwekkumi n'olumu.
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11.
Naye kaakano mbawandiikira obuteegattanga naye omuntu yenna ayitibwa owooluganda bw'abanga mwenzi oba mwegombi oba asinze ebifaananyi oba muvumi oba mutamiivu oba munyazi ali bw'atyo n'okuleete mulyanga naye.
But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one, no, not to eat. Even eating, we shall not eat with you. When we shall hear this person, everyone come and they say they are a fornicator. It's the name they have.
Who
has been to Jacob. And the other is no more there. He's a fornicator. In the pastor Aji. Like the other brethren, you know of well.
It's
called Pastor Aji. We no more eat with you. Don't get close to us. Don't waste your time.
Or
even cursing, we shall curse you. Know why we shall be cursing you? We have brought another gospel in our midst.
I will not
go there. Let's finish here in the Corinthians.
First
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12.
First
Corinthians 5, verse 12.
Kubanga mfayo chi okusalira omusango abali ebweru. Mwete musalira musango ba munju.
For what have I to do to judge them also that are outsider? Do not you judge them that are within? Verse
14.
But them that are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. If we shall see you assist in those,
you've
been instructed, told you refuse, it will be done openly. You person, you are a vile person. Don't dare come back here. And to see you at the gate. If we do not curse you, the Holy Spirit will beat you. They will carry you, the deacons will be there. And they throw you away.
They
say, we too have to judge.
In the
department of the judges, it's right here. You know it?
Department of
God is the government on the earth.
The department
of the judges is the third. Judge, it writes an inscription on you. That this person you see,
they
cease to be teacher Jacob or teacher Eddie.
And
they have you name the fornicator. That was on our brethren. All clan of heaven and earth, from the father they get names. But that name never came from the father. You still think it's a joke? We work together with God. That's the step we go to. Even our parts.
That
if you insist, eat with you, take you from our midst. At least you shall speak to fornicators of the world to be saved. But not you. Not you. Those of the world have the liberty to be preached to and they get saved. But you of the house, that liberty you cease to have it. You cease to have it. That's why when you go back to the verse 8, he says this.
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse
8.
Kale tufumbe embaga sina kizimbulukuswa ekyedda newankubadde ekizimbulukuswa ekyettima n'obubi Wabula ekitazimbulukuswa ekyobutali bukuusa n'amazima.
Therefore let us keep the feasts not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
We're
going into a banquet tomorrow.
But
old pastor don't come and don't think to bring him back. Ended, he forgave us. The banquet we go to tomorrow.
Are
there eatings there? Food is the word every day we eat. If
you'll
be pleased to put their physical food, we still will eat it.
Amen.
But we should not come with the old man. Those living added in evils and wickedness is the body. The body is fertile by the things within it. Things which have made the body be fat, appear like that, they are not easy. You know where we grew up from. In the world, they used to say that girl began fornication.
But
you know why they based on to say she began to have hips and the bumps are all coming up. I said, this child,
I need me to be at hand.
There are things they began. And the walking style will change. And they begin to heap up themselves.
Said,
there are things. And they've gotten something to pull them up. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yokutano n'olunyiri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
Nabawandikira mu baluwa yange obutegattanga na benzi.
I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators.
Onyole 10.
Verse 10.
So si kwewali ddala abenzi ab'omunsi muno oba abeegombi n'abanyazi oba abasinze ebifaananyi kubanga bwe kiba kityo.
Yet not entirely with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with adulterers, for then must you need go out of the world. Yes.
It's
not said we don't compare with those of the world. Those of the world, we need to preach them the gospel. That's what still maintained us in the world. Though we are not of this world. Others we preach to them. When they come ask food, we give them. Even though we cannot agree, connect with their acts. But surprising about you of the house, if you begin to get names of both things, you are a rumor monger, you don't stop it.
Have to
take you out of our midst.
Anytime
you enter, they say, the rumor monger has arrived. Other names are taken from you, get new names. This jealous woman has come.
He
will begin those things. You surprise us, for Romans say, the Holy Spirit said,
that
before we had a right to commit our members to do unrighteousness, when we did that, there's no profit we go in. They all shameful even to be spoken of. But now we say, now we offer ourselves, commit all righteousness.
Let's
read in the Romans 6.
Abalumi esule yomukaga n'olunyiri olw'12.
Romans chapter 6 from verse 12.
Kale ekibi kiremenga okufuga mubiri gwa mwogufa okuwulira ng'okwegomba kwagwo.
Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lusts.
Olunyiri 13.
Verse 13.
So temuwangayo bitundu byammwe eri ekibi okubanga ebyokukoza obutali butuukirivu naye mwewengayo eri Katonda ng'abalamu abava mu bafu.
Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and you are members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Yes. Our members, we don't take them back in those acts. We give them up to commit all righteousness. As standard the Holy Spirit sets out the way it is. Offer our bodies a living sacrifice. And that holy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we've been renewed. Our minds.
And
we're not conformed to this world. But we are transformed. To know the will of God. Let's read, we see. Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
Kubanga ekibi tekibenga mukama wammwe. Kubanga amateeka sige gabafuga wabule ekisa.
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
Tekuli mateeka gachi.
Not under the laws of sin.
Olunyolo 15.
Verse 15.
Kale tukole tutya. Tukolenge ekibi kubanga amateeka sige gatufuga wabule ekisa. Chitalo.
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
Romans chapter 6, verse 19.
Romans chapter 6, verse 19.
Njogera mu buntu olw'obunafu bw'omubiri gwammwe. Kubanga bwe mwawangayo ebitundu byammwe okuba abaddu eri obugwagwa n'eri obujeemu okujeemanga. Bwe mutyo kakano muwenga y'ebitundu byammwe okubanga abaddu eri obutuukirivu.
I speak after the manner of men because of weakness of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Yes. On the other time, as we are in the world, we ever yield our members, commit every iniquity. From iniquity to iniquity. But right now,
we
have committed them to do righteousness. Righteousness comes from believing. And faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And we put it in action. Those we got out there, when we committed things outside, they are shameful.
And
not speak them as a testimony. The person can come out and say, in the 5 years I've spent in full knowledge, I have gotten knowledge, for it is written in John 17 verse 3, eternal life, know the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is saying. And I understood Hosea 4 verse 6, that God's people are desperate for lacking knowledge, and the lacking knowledge is to lacking the vision, according to Proverbs 29 verse 18, and to lack the vision is to lack revelation. In the 2nd 11 verses 1, I go in the vision, in revelation of the Lord, and you give a testimony, but you can't tell us. When I fornicated on John, he badly affected me for what he did to me this and this. When I went to Peter, he so traumatized.
Don't
speak that. You cannot testify about them. Those of righteousness we testify of them.
And from
testimony to another. But wickedness, you cannot testify of it. And to speak them, you get so much courageous.
There's
something you cannot do, speak of
here,
for what you did. And you went on the cassava tree and you began to chew it yourself. You chewed the cassava. Can you speak that here? You get the banana, you began to chew it. You ate foolish things there. There are those who begin to expose the tooth of the gods.
Know
how the God exposes tooth? It licks the susu of its part, and there are those with those tooth.
They
get the balls of the women and they lick all the sauce out there. As the tooth, they expose them. The tooth of the gods.
That
is know how the god is separated and thrown in hell. That is the way they will be.
So
some things like those, we do not have a way we speak about them. Speaking is a match to them. When the chief guest is to move tomorrow, we can even spend the night here speaking, preparing.
We
don't know when there are functions to happen. What happens? Preparations?
I have to speak this.
You know, there is a spokesman. The master of ceremony. He is arrived. Even the reader is on the function, the order of the function tomorrow. The interpreter interprets it. Let's finish a few verses here. Romans chapter 6, verse 20.
Kubanga bwe mwabanga abaddu b'ekibi, mwabanga baddembe ly'obutuukirivu.
For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
Verse 21. Kale bibala ki bye mwalina mu biro biri eby'ebigambo ebikwakwasa ensonyi kaakano? Kubanga enkomerero yaabyo kufa.
What fruit had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Yes. What fruit did we get, as I have told you of? Some of us were affected. Men with men.
Why
the Jesus don't understand that we cannot even speak them. Women with women. My goodness. And the man passed in wrong positions. And they leaked things not right. There are many foolish things we are involved in that you cannot speak. But the Holy Spirit tells us we've gone in the fruits of righteousness, the spiritual fruits. Agree, appear gentle.
But
when he says in Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 downwards. Galatians chapter 5, from verse 9. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
Obwenzi, empitambi, obukaba.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, impurity, licentiousness. Verse 20.
Okusinza ebifaananyi, okuloga, obulabe, okuyomba, ennugu, obusungu, empaka, okweyawula, okwesalamu.
Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, strife, jealousy, wrath, selfishness, divisions, heresies. Verse 21.
Etima obutamivu ebinyomo n'ebiringa ebyo. Nsoka okubabuulira ku ebyo nga bwe nasooka okubabuulira nti bali abakola ebiringa ebyo tebalisikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes. Those words each need to be explained. There it will be a day to explain them. But when we read them, fornication, divisions, heresies, there are people who do not understand them well. Yet we can handle sin one by one.
Acts
of the old man we read one by one as we explain it. Then you can know how you
depreciate them. But such, they say people do them.
We
don't inherit the kingdom of God. And we know the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit and its acts of righteousness. Matthew 12 verse 28.
Say,
I cast demons by spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come. But concerning the standard of God, standard of the Holy Spirit,
speaks,
saying some of those to manifest, they are these ones. When he takes away those not meant to manifest. Galatians chapter 5, verse
22. Okugumiikiriza ekisa obulungi okukkiriza.
But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 23.
Obuwombeefu okwegendereza kubiringa ebyo tewali mateeka.
Meekness, self-control, against such there is no law. Yes. Even those fruits, one by one, when you shall know that the Holy Spirit right now, we are intact. If you see you differ with those fruits, then
straight
understand what you are into is another. You cannot move with the Holy Spirit. He loves those who have his conduct. His conduct are his fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He tells you those fruits. There is love. Love in it are many things.
According
to 1 Corinthians 13,
he
calls being patient.
There are
many things move within it.
We think
love that me, I love you. But what is inside? Told you to be done that you prove your love. Them two are many.
Esanyu.
Joy.
Ebikole esanyu bingi.
Things make joy there are many. Inside.
Which
make the joy of God.
People
singing in the psalms, speaking in the psalms, the spirit of
your
soul. Many things involved in the joy.
This
get explained one by one. For joy is not often laughing. And I feel I'm joyful. No.
What were characters?
There are characters which are within it. Characters which move now you are in joy. Not joy which involves hypocrisy. Peace. Peace is done by the gospel of peace. You have the gospel of peace. Gospel, the everlasting gospel of peace.
So
can't say that peace is there.
When
destroy the gospel which brings peace.
The
everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Reveal all secrets of heaven. It is what brings peace.
And they do tell
that we are in peace. Even our Lord is the Spirit.
Where
Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And it's the kingdom of God. And we are long suffering. You are patient on what? We don't appear patient on sin. But one who will endure to the end, he will be saved. What are they to pass through that they be saved? They are the spiritual fruits.
Someone
says long suffering.
Me to be patient.
Me for the spiritual fruits. Be patient with me with my evils. No.
We
are in dual to the end that we get saved. You think every day you knew them?
Gentleness.
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 What is gentleness?
Uruganda.
Gentleness.
Gentleness.
Smart. You're sober. There are many words which make you gentle. Sabbath of God all the time be sober. Nothing makes them so. Yes. And they are very smart. Spiritual and physical, and they have been sanctified. Goodness.
obulungi bwa Katonda obumanyi.
You know the goodness of God?
Buba butuukirivu na butukuvu.
Righteousness and holiness. That is the goodness of God. And the rest, they are not good. Without holiness and righteousness. Faith. These are spiritual fruits. And the faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And you put in action. Meekness.
And
this meekness is not in this of the Catholics like that.
It,
to serve God with fear, a trembling. And
if you
are at evil, you hate it and departed from it. And you help many depart from it.
You serve God with
fear of God. To hate evil.
With
meekness of the spirit. Meekness. Self-control.
Here
even to control anger. Lest everything which causes anger, it takes you up. Wants to control your body.
Lest when you feel appetite to
woman or woman, you got on them.
These
of self-control, they are brought.
He
wants to control your spirit.
You don't see that there's a
shout hallelujah where it's not necessary.
Spirit
of prophecy is controlled by the prophet.
They are
self-controlled, they move to that far.
And it's
after they happen.
Even
laws do not steal, what else can they tell you? Are you going to steal when you're gentle?
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. The rest spoken in the Ephesians 4,
verse
1 up to 6. And when we have one God, Father of all, who is above all, who pass through all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
we thank God. It's been the third part.
Agreeing
with the standard the Holy Spirit has set up,
to
be able to work with Him in revival and restoration of all things,
we
shall come back with the fourth part on the day God will point on.
Tomorrow
we come in Jeremiah. But the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. Let's go and sing and eat. We'll rejoice.
But
the joy of the Lord is our strength.
You
read that scripture. Tomorrow we come early
with that.
We've been in singing.
Rejoicing
well. Come again.
To
the moment shall reach around the 8th hour. We move, set up.
Nehemiah
chapter 8 verse 10.
Nekemeye sura yomunana nolunyiriri olwekumi.
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
Awo nabagamba nti mweddireyo muliyama savo munywe biwomerevu muwereze oyo emigabo ategekeddwa kintu kubanga olunaku luno lutukuvu eri Mukama waffe tote muna kuwala kubanga essanyu lya Mukama gemanyi gamwe.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be you grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes. Tomorrow, we're going to rejoice.
Mary, mukama jana ateke katuli.
Food God prepare, we eat it.
To yingira musanyuli.
Eternal is joy.
Amanya atambule mumanyi mumaji.
In might.
Mumanyi.
Tetugenda kubera ku stress.
Going to be on any stress tomorrow. No. Yes.
I know you sent as
the one with money, bring it out. We buy people things to eat. And when we live here,
if
you have some money, whether you hid it where?
20
million, 30, 40, 50. You bring money.
We come
and they roast meat here. Roast meat here.
ontegedde bulungi oinayo ku akawunti akakadde ataano asatu bukadde bubiri genda ogyeyo enkya mbwagala kumakya
ole
entegeka z'essanyu
ate
essanyu lya mukama emaanyi gaffe ate asanyuka naffe ng'ayimba enkya bye tuliko Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hey.
Yes.
He said
the joy of the Lord. It's our strength. As he rejoices,
Ayimba.
He sings.
Ayimba,
he sings.
So consummate it.
You must read, we see.
What are
we going to be in the scriptures? As we...
Hey, I die.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Mukama Katonda wo ali wakati wo owamanyi anarokola ali kusanyukira ne sanyu ali wumulira mukwagala kwe ali kusanyukira ngaimba
tomorrow they are coming to pass In the midst and is present.
He
rejoices singing. And the power he
moves
is nice.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's
thank God for the service and for the offerings. Father Almighty, we glorify you.
We
give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good time.
We've
taken
our
three repeated days. Prepare us for the function of the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. As you promised us,
in
your servants,
the Benihin,
on the dead of the
13th,
the month of September,
19th, Matayo,
the Matthew,
chapter
28,
up to
20, you
are
with us.
Hey,
tomorrow you move.
You
promise
this.
In John chapter 14, verse 15, up to 26,
that is not
that you love us, but the comforter, the spirit of truth, the one cannot receive. He comes, he dwell with you, he be within you.
Come
on,
O Lord, that you come up
be asked,
as
in Isaiah 63,
now
he is
spirit,
he is
not in his right hand.
Where is the hand of Moses? Tomorrow,
you move in his
ministry.
He
has been in
us.
He moves tomorrow. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
How about
the angels who come with? Bible says, the Son of
Authority,
he
said
the Spirit that created, he made you the face of the earth.
But when
he sent the Spirit,
Hebrews
chapter 1, verse 10 and 14,
never Maraika,
angels,
Abagendo, Quezagas,
Campaign and do.
Revive and restoration of all things.
Thank you.
Webare mukama.
Thank you God.
Webare mukama.
Thank you Lord.
Webare kabaka wa
makabaka. Thank you King of Kings.
Kitafe tukwebaza no mebe 10
na wewe bwana. Thank you tithes and offerings.
Tusaba soko kukiriza
fu. Ask you accept ours.
Kubanga wagambe tu wewe yonga sadaka
na. Over a living sacrifice.
Kuweleza kwa fu kwa mateso mukama.
Wisdom Lord.
Webare.
Thank you.
Utukirize mukama.
Accept us Lord.
Babu wayogera ku
Abel. Abel.
Walieri mu ruberebere suye yoku na.
Bwe
wamukiriza.
We accepted him.
Tukiriza ne biwe bwayo.
Offerings.
Nafo tukiriza galero.
Accept us today.
Tukiriza ne biwe bwayo bya
fu. Offerings.
Olwe tuongera omukisha.
And as a blessing.
Muri nyere mukama
ofu Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Wana wakatondo
mukama. In gold.
Amen.
Amen.
Wetegeka chiwebo echo chiweyo.
You give up your offering.
Na yenga bojukira bwenkugambye.
Remember as I've told you.
Genda funa kasente kuwa kweke.
But the you hit.
Toka kweka.
Don't hide it. We speak truth.
Kumacha.
Early in the morning.
Bubato sobo dekera
kuja. You've not been able to come early here.
Numbers yange zisimu
usimanyi. You know my phone numbers.
Sindi kako.
You send money there. The millions of money that you've had kept.
Izonazo bado kukwide.
All the money you had
kozisibwa.
Which can be. Don't finish all.
Na ito urako.
But get some. Yes.
Zora banga zino zinari sabaganda babi incha.
That is seen that it will feed your brothers tomorrow. Yes.
Onteke de burunchi.
Have you understood me well?
Yes. Umukoro gwancha batugambye.
The functions tomorrow
is abadali na tola kole chi.
One who had they get.
Awa abadali na.
Others who don't have.
Yes. Kabakudimo runyiri oru.
Let's repeat that verse.
Go on account, your account,
get some money there.
Ngokanaba kazi towa.
You see it's heavy.
Ukusinda kukaliko kwa account.
According to that on your account.
Ubako na 10 ya kenda.
If you have 10 million, get 5.
Normal na bwatu.
And the rest like that.
Kidegeza baba ko wezik salamu wa kilikuoto baba wakati.
A quarter in the middle. Yes.
Tokola mururu.
Don't act greedy.
Kubanga obugaga obujja tebugulika.
For riches coming cannot be bought.
Tewali ayinza kugula mwoyo.
No one can buy the spirits.
Obugaga obujja tebugulika.
Riches coming cannot be bought.
Kati togenda kugula mwoyo. Tugenda kusanyuka yata
ambu. Going to rejoice will move.
Bagambye batyao.
What have they say?
Nekemeya sure yomunana. Nuru njiriri olwe kumi.
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
Awonaba gamba anti mwedire yo. Muriyama savu. Munye evi womerevu. Muwerezoyo emigabo atateke dwa chintu. Kubango lunakuru norutukufu erimu kama wafi. Sote muna kuwala. Kubanga sanyuri ya mukama. Kemanyi gamwe.
Yes.
Where is emigabo?
You said your portions. Early morning, you be up to that.
Bank
in the third hour. Yes. The hour will be waiting on my
phone.
By the second hour, don't delay us. The fourth hour is much.
We
have to go buy meat. We are going to roast. Buy chicken. Let me see, are ready to give us for that.
Unless
you're not written that.
Wanika ruampaka.
Rise up by force. Lift the hand. Yes.
Together. Uganda.
We got
together.
Uganda come. Let us go.
If you want
tomorrow, you hear me sing.
Hey. So come on, take him out. Kanda wa bagare. Ugena.
At least ask the money from the neighbor. Tell them we rejoice, I will bring back the money. You tell them what?
Focus of God music. Safari mukuru Yesu murokozi umoyo murungamya yebwaita Uganda itabanti we wawo tata we wawo Yesu we wawo moyo nagenda ngadono tuma safari mukuru Yesu murokozi
Yesu,
we wawo
moyo.
katonda mukulisi yange
ogenda kola otya
ayi yesu
aha
mulokozi
we
nage
amakoma echa
tomorrow
kubira obali london omugambe nchangenda sanyukira mu
mutuku send me some money the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren.
Amen.
Tuka burunji. You reach well.
Mwe mtu kuva kule mbere.
The Holy Spirit lead you.
Na malaika ngaba kuva ke mabega.
They follow from behind. Bakugabirire. They provide for you.
Sina no kuganja buli gwo gamba kuwe center
kuwe. Amen. Amen.